This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, and welcome to the 22nd episode of my podcast. So let's start off with the bad news. Spotify has kicked me off their playlist. You can't find me there anymore. I think, maybe, those who've already subscribed to me through Spotify will still get this podcast. But remember, you can always go straight to arterotica.com and listen to me there. You'll also find my free Femdom art galleries there. It's full of mini comics, one-shots, and free micro stories, so go check that out. Now, let's get on with the naughty story. Where did we leave our naked and caged hero last? Well, if you don't remember, you can always go and get the old episodes on my website. So, let's pick up where we left off. The officer clipped a leash onto the tip of my cage. Then she tugged on it gently, looked me in the eye, and said, "Just in case you panic or get any funny ideas." The tug on the cage was probably just to let me know that if I tried to run, she could pull my dick right off, or at very least cause me a lot of pain. I just looked at her wide-eyed and said, "Yes, ma'am." She smiled and said, "Maybe there's hope for you yet, little man." Then she just turned and walked towards the door of the police station. The building itself wasn't anything special. It was a large brick building with some windows and a big glass door. It looked like any sort of mid to low-level government building, I suppose. The officer opened the door and held it for me. I walked past her and inside as far as the leash would allow. She gave me a little shove and said, "Get it moving, little man." She walked around me and led me through the building. We walked up to a long counter with a gruff-looking policewoman behind it. She was a bit older and seemed to recognize the officer I was with. "What you got here?" she asked the officer I was with. "Get this," my officer said. "I found him wandering the street, clothed."
"Really?"
the gruff woman asked with a stunned expression. "Yeah, so I did my duty. I stripped, plugged, and caged him." "Any identification marks on him?" the gruff policewoman asked. "Nope, not a one. I'm taking him in for processing, training, and then auction," the woman who brought me in said. "Volunteer as a practice model for the analingus class," the gruff policewoman said with a leering smile. "I hope to see you there." "Yes, ma'am," I said with an awkward smile. The officer laughed, tugged on my leash, and said, "Let's go, lover boy." The officer walked me through the precinct. We went from the lobby to the large area that held a lot of desks. It looked like each officer had their own desk. At most of them, were seated an officer with a smartly dressed woman who needed some kind of help. Kneeling, naked of course, next to a few of the women were men of different ages and ethnicities. The officer helping the woman were either filling out reports or talking with the women. There were also a couple of officers here and there talking with each other. All the women stopped to look at me as I was walked by them. The men kept their heads down. I was still pretty turned on from everything that had happened to me so far. My dick throbbed inside its hardened steel cage. I could feel the head being crushed up against the opening at the front. The cool air conditioning blew over the little drop of pre-cum at the tip and made me extra aware of it. As we came to the last row of desks, I saw a small jail cell off to the right. It was basically just a cage about 10 foot square. Next to that was a line of several long, phallic-looking objects sticking up from the floor. They were black and looked to be made out of some kind of rubbery material. It wasn't sculpted to look like a dick. It was just a shaft about a foot and a half long with a smooth, rounded-off tip. The bottom of each shaft was affixed to the floor with a heavy metal plate. Also attached to that plate, by a heavy chain, was a pair of leather cuffs. The officer could have been leading me to the jail cell, but somehow I just knew better. One of those things was going up my ass. I just had a feeling. It would be totally humiliating to be fucked up the ass like that in front of a room full of complete strangers, but for some reason, my dick just throbbed harder than ever inside its metal cage. She led me closer and closer to the back of the room. What was it going to be? Was I to be locked, naked, caged, and plugged in a cell? Or was I to be on my knees with a long dildo up my ass? Part of me dreaded those dildos. Another part of me, a larger part than I wanted to admit, ached for them, wanted them even. What was happening to me? What was I becoming? Was it happening to me because of this strange place I had fallen into? Or was this who I really was? I closed my eyes and let the officer lead me where she would by the tension on the leash. I tried to think of anything else. All I could see in my mind's eye was me as I knelt there, naked and caged, with a dildo up my ass for anyone to see. After a few more agonizing moments, I heard the officer say, "Well, if you want the other part of this episode's story, you have to go to arterotica.com, nfc5.html. Or just go to my free art gallery on arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. And you'll see the link in the new Femdom City section, where you'll find the rest of this month's free installments. No tricks, no funny business, no hard sell or page full of annoying ads, just a free story. Of course, on my website, you'll also find all the rest of my ebooks, complete with free previews of each of them for you to read. And by the way, please read the free previews. It really is the best way to judge if the story is for you or not. Many of my books you can buy on my site come with bonus chapters that you can't get from any other store. The price of the books are the same, or in some cases even cheaper, but you get extra content when you buy directly through me. And all the transactions are handled through PayPal, so I don't even see your information. That's their deal. I handle the dirty stories, they do the money stuff. But I get it, I do. Some people are just more comfortable buying from the big stores. So on my site, you'll get links to my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play, and Smashwords. My website also has my free art gallery, as I've mentioned before, full of pictures and stories and short animations and comic strips, some of which have free micro stories that go with them. So check it out. I'm sure there's something there that will, you know, get you going. So thanks for listening, and go check out the rest of the story, and I'll see you next time.